Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I want to talk a little bit today about having a secure, grounded, rooted identity in the person of Jesus, to be secure and confident in your relationship with Jesus and the gift that he has brought you into in your relationship with God the Father. To know God as your Father, to know him as Abba, to be able to know the unconditional love that he has for you. And one of the reasons I want to talk about it is that the great battle in our time, it seems like there's many on many fronts. We've talked about it on the show often, the kind of shaking that's going on, the disturbing divisions in society and culture, the kind of radical confusion, rejection of truth, and things like that, that usually ground human beings and stabilize us. We're in a very difficult and challenging time. But one of the fundamental things that so many people are battling with is the confusion around identity and who am I and how do I determine who I am? And of course, we've all seen it. You've heard it here in other places. The shift that's happened in our culture, the drive to say the only way I can be free and be happy is if I'm the originator and the definer of my own identity, and that what's real is what I say is real about me. And it usually is connected to how we feel, and feelings are the defining part of who we are as human beings. I am my feelings, as some people say. And so all of this has caused a lot of confusion, especially a lot of confusion among young people. I mean, it touches everybody in one way or another. Different levels of security and confidence people have in their identity in Christ and other things. But young people are plugged into social media at a very high level, day and night. And this fundamental issue of identity and the creating of identities and a false worldview, a suppression of the truth, is at its root. And there's a kind of collective deceit that's present that really destabilizes young people and gets them to a place many times where they just don't know who they are. And they're very shaken and they're very sensitive. And they're constantly looking for affirmation to whatever they define themselves as. So here's the current state of, really, friends, the way I see it, this is the current expression of the great battle that human beings have lived in since Adam. It ebbs and flows. It goes up and down. It takes little different shapes and forms. But there's a fundamental struggle in the human heart because of we're alienated from God. We're alienated from our Creator. We have a kind of alienation from ourselves because of the reality of the work of the power of sin and death in us, as Paul describes, as we'll see as we go on through this week and some of the passages the church gives us to think about and meditate on. We have this battle inside. And the root of it is, and Jesus came, and this is why Jesus makes so clear, he said, I am the way, I'm the truth, and I am the life. I'm the way for you. I'm the way home for you. I'm the way for you to find who you are in your identity. And I am the truth. I'm going to reveal to you the ground of all being. I'm going to reveal to you the one truth that ultimately is going to turn the lights on for you across the board. It's going to satisfy your soul. I'm going to reveal to you my Father. I'm going to reveal to you who's the source of it all. And I'm going to show you that God, my Father, is love. And the greatest thing is love in the way my Father defines love. And it's what you were made for. And when you end up connecting with his love, when I bring to you the truth about who he is and the truth about your situation, who you are personally, at the deepest level of your being, Jesus comes to reveal that to us. That's what it means to be saved. He's coming to seek and save those who are lost, who are wandering in darkness. And that doesn't mean like you're necessarily steeped in all kinds of sin patterns in your life, but you're wandering in the dark. Who am I? Why am I here? Where's my life going? Where can I find meaning and happiness? And where can I find rest for my soul? And we can be as much a stranger to ourselves that we experience other people being to us. And Jesus comes to say, I'm coming to save you from the the lostness that you wander in, the alienation that you feel deep inside, the attraction to things that in the end don't help you. You're in a condition, in a fallen world, where there's powers at work, real, profoundly powerful powers. That's kind of redundant, but you get the point. There's the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God. And Jesus had to come, friends, to literally conquer powers, powers that were dominating human minds, human hearts, gripping us, leading us to confusion, leading us to suppress the truth and to embrace darkness and to, you know, often get caught in the twilight between light and darkness, to be in a destabilized, confused, alienated state of emotion and mindset. And these are real powers Jesus came to destroy because they had a hold of us. And so the battle with these powers is still present, but we'll see in Paul's readings this week and things the Lord teaches us, we have a new power and a new capacity to live a new way of life. And the saints, what the saints show us, is the way to find identity. Who am I? Is to receive it, not to create it. What we can create is using the gifts God has given us out of that identity, out of who He made us to be, and do spectacularly beautiful things with our lives. But the fundamental thing of where have I come from? What kind of being am I? Who thought of me? Why am I here? These kinds of questions, only God can answer that. And in this world, nothing will ever satisfy. Now, Satan works day and night to sell us counterfeit identities. This is what the marketplace is often filled with. I mean, that's what commercials are about. To be more physically beautiful, to be smarter, to be healthier, to be all the things that we run after and that people try to sell us are often rooted in seeking to find an answer, an identity or something to lean on, something to possess, something to wear, something to drive, something to a neighborhood to live in, a right circle of friends to have, the right fashions, the right look, everything, the right phones. We're suckers for chasing after these things at a high level because we're looking to fit in. We're looking to have something that says, yes, see, look, I made it. I remember when Apple phones first started and Macintosh came out and it was what Steve Jobs was selling was a whole lifestyle. He wasn't just selling a piece of machinery. He was extremely effective at tying an identity to a machine. Literally. And if I own that computer, I'm a certain kind of person. I'm kind of sophisticated. I'm free. I'm liberal. I'm artistic. I'm caring. I'm kind of hip. And I'm with it. And a lot of people who ended up buying the machinery started dressing, walking, looking, acting in a particular kind of way. It's not surprising, but that was a search for an identity that was happening there. And what's clear from what the Lord wants to communicate to us, He's saying, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. What we hunger most for, friends, is to know the way to find the truth about the meaning of my life and the truth about my destiny, and to come to understand that it's not just information, it's life. Jesus came to give us not a thing, things, He came to give us a share in God's life, to give us a share in His glory, to bring us into absolute fulfillment, mind, body, soul, in a way of complete satisfaction. And it begins here in this life of surrendering our lives to Him and living in the Spirit. The Spirit of God gives us, that's why Scripture would say, you know, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. The pull, the gravitational pull, once we get baptized, we surrender to Christ, we enter His community, we're receiving the sacraments, we're learning, our minds are being washed and renewed through God's Word, We're finding out who we are because God's telling us who we are, and we're leaning into it, and he leads us into walking in his footsteps, starting to live the Sermon on the Mount. These kinds of things start happening in us. We start to get transformed. And in this world, we can come to, because the saints have shown it to us. They've incarnated it. They show us how possible it is for us to reach a very high level of integration, profound, secure identity, walking in freedom and wholeness, and then being expressed in the fruits of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and gentleness. And I was just writing down some things, friends, as I was thinking about this, of affirming the affirmation of my own being, my own existence, and kind of where, how can I move out of, how does a person move out of shame, self-rejection, angerness, sadness, all the things that so many of us as human beings in this battle, on this battlefield, we can experience. And so people are constantly pursuing self-esteem and sort of blowing ourselves up so that we can feel better about ourselves. I mean, like a balloon blows up. I don't mean an explosion. The pursuit of self-esteem and seeking a full kind of confidence and security and identity through accomplishments. If accomplishments are the marker or the truth of the meaning of my life, if that's where I'm running, it's a fool's errand. It's not going to be enough. And true identity doesn't come from what I do. The things I do ought to come out of and it will flow from my self-awareness and the identity. Because identity comes, friends, with a security about the objective value of who I am and my life. And the things I do can say something about my life, but they don't prove the ultimate value of my life. They don't establish the meaning, the fundamental, unchangeable meaning of my life. It's got to be rooted in a knowledge. It's got to be rooted in an objective understanding of who I am and where I came from. If we didn't come from God, if we didn't come from the creator of the world, the glorious, loving God who created us out of love, for love, and he delights in us, and we have an eternal future with him, and it's in his hands. If that's not there, and this literally is just the Big Bang, and nobody knows how it happened, it's essentially then meaningless. And so the whole human effort to find meaning and security in what is meaningful, what is full of actual meaning, objective meaning, is impossible. It's impossible. I am who I am, and I'm valuable at a substantial level because God, at the level of the deepest substance of my life, because God says, I know you. You're my idea. I love you, and you are good. That's the only secure ground, friends, of human identity. And that's what we receive. And so I've said many times on the program, the posture of St. Francis is he knelt before God, this great, free, amazing human being. He knelt before God and God said, God, who am I? You tell me. I'm not going to tell you and her. You tell me. And he received it. And it transformed him. And he's still transforming the world and he's home with the Lord. So friends, let's embrace God's wisdom there, and I hope you can join me again tomorrow. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.